It's time to talk technical analysis here on Money Life. And my guest, well, he's actually kind of a non-technical technical analyst. He's a guy who mixes fundamentals and technicals. His name is Ken Berman. He is strategist at Guerrilla Trades. It's guerrillatrades.com for more information. Ken Berman, great to have you back on Money Life.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Jack.
Well, like I said, with your methodology, you do kind of a mix of fundamentals and technicals. Let's start, I guess, with the fundamentals. We'll hold the technicals for last, but generally, when you're looking at the market right now, what do you see happening?
I'm looking at sentiment, and it's decisively bullish right now, despite, you know, the brief dips we had in February and again in March. They both mark great buying opportunities, in my opinion. While it might not be the best time to jump in for investors, you know, with regard to the major indices, the bullish long-term trend should definitely still provide tailwinds to individual stocks. In addition, I look at the VIX. It's stuck above 20. This suggests that the wall of worry remains intact. And despite the valuation worries that some have, the reopening and the stimulus-fueled bull market have plenty of room to continue, I believe.
So that's big and broad and about market sentiment. What about sort of market themes? I mean, I got a lot of people that are talking about things like rotation on this show and what have you. But what do you see as kind of the underlying theme right now for the market?
It's interesting you said rotation, because investors are likely to continue to hear the three R's a lot in the coming weeks and months. And that's reopening, reinflation, and like you said, rotation. Spring and the beginning of summer will almost always certainly be see a huge surge in economic activity. It's going to be caused by the reopening push and the historic stimulus packages. Although investors have been adjusting their views to the new reality of a victory over the virus with the vaccinations, I believe the economy will outperform the consensus, even with the recent upgrades, and not just this year, but probably into 2022 also, simply due to the size of the stimulus.
With the size of the stimulus being one thing that's pushing it, the other thing that's pushing as well has been the Fed. Fed, of course, meeting this week. How do you see that playing out in the market?
You know, the Fed's in a peculiar situation right now. The economy is rapidly improving its outlook, but there's been a rally in yields, and then mixed in the dollar strength. So should the Fed simply ignore the situation for an extended period of time, we could see a quick ramp up in the rate and a pullback in stocks with a larger drop in the growth names like we've been seeing. You see, the Fed's vague language they used earlier this week and the lack of concrete goals could mean that long-dated yields will actually remain volatile as the economy improves. I still believe at some point the Fed's going to announce Operation Twist, another, to push down the long end of the yield curve. For those who don't know what that is, it's simply the buying of long-dated treasuries and the selling of short-dated ones in order to stabilize the long end of the curve. However, it just seems like the Fed wants to wait as long as possible before doing so.
While it's waiting, what is that doing? I mean, how much of a problem is that? Because, of course, we're watching the yield dance right now, and every time there's even a hint that Treasury yields are going up, the market's getting itchy.
I think the Fed's going to eventually solve this issue. If you look from the start of the year, the 10-year yield has risen from just below 1% to now it was just above 1.6% this week. And despite the recent overbought pullback in tech stocks, the market has absorbed the rise in rates very well. So a sustained massive rise in yields looks really unlikely, despite the current short-term pressure. But to sum it all up, the fear that rising rates will crash the market is overblown. There's definitely an impact, don't get me wrong. But other factors such as earnings, the economy, stimulus, and technicals are much more important.
So that brings us to technicals, a great place for us to be because, well, that's what we promised the audience that they'd be getting. We haven't even gotten there yet. So let's use the rest of our time. What do you think the technical picture is right now?
You know, from a short-term perspective, the key momentum indicators are neutral in the wake of the recent pullback. Only the Dow is slightly overbought. So the current rally could easily continue should COVID-related improvements continue. And while the bull market might appear stretched to some, from a long-term perspective, keep this in mind. Due to the fact we're in a deep into uncharted physical and monetary territory, the bull market, in my opinion, could reach extreme heights compared to historical examples before the bull market finally comes to an end.
Well, that makes it sound like we're inflating a bubble. From a technical standpoint, is that what you're thinking is going to happen here?
I don't necessarily see a market crash per se. However, I do see the bull market eventually coming to an end. I don't consider the brief several-month period we had after the pandemic as a bear market like some did. To me, the bull market has been running close to 15 years now, and it's getting a bit tired. And as interest rates rise, if you're going to look at the long-term effect, stocks probably will pull back, but I don't look for a crash.
This is happening in what kind of time frame? I mean, it sounds from everything else you said that you think we've got room to run, but that as we're running, we're basically creating this market top.
Yeah, I think if you look back through history, most market tops happen with an extreme move at the end. I don't think we've seen that yet. As I mentioned earlier, I think that you're going to be surprised how high the market goes before the bull market ends. And you're asking me when it ends? I don't believe it's going to happen this year, and it might not happen next. 2023 could be a little problem.
I know that we'll check in with you between now and then to see how you're adjusting, where things are changing, and more. Meanwhile, thanks so much for joining me again on Money Life. Stay safe. Come back and do this with us again soon.
I will for sure. Thanks for having me, Chuck.
That's Ken Berman, everybody. He is strategist at Guerrilla Trades. GuerrillaTrades.com, on Twitter at GuerrillaTrades2.